around Washington, D.C.
我发觉在那个州那个地方比较跟这里这个大都会 D.C. 这个大都会有很大的不一样的地方。
And I happen to see it in the habits of the drivers.
我发觉的就是所有的开车的人，他们的习惯都不一样。
When we were out in the countryside, nobody was rushing around. Everybody was just going with the flow. Of course, there weren't as many people.
在那个向下一点的地方，大家都不是很赶，他们都很放松的在开车。
And when we came back into this area, I noticed people cutting us off and beeping the horn at us.
当我回到来这里的时候，我发觉这里的人开车，他们都是很挤，都每个人都是要爬头，然后叫按喇叭，在我后面都嫌我太慢。
The people were angry.
他们都很生气。
And I thought to myself, I can understand why.
我心里想，我想我也是懂他。
Right now, we're in difficult times in our country.
现在我们是在一个比较麻烦一点的时候。
Our economy is suffering.
现在的经济是不好。
People are losing their jobs.
人们都没有工作做。
People are stressed to get to places on time.
他们都很有压力，很紧张的要赶去他们。 的工作的岗位,
especially to work because nobody wants to lose their job.
尤其是上班的时候，他们都不想把工作丢掉。
We're living in troubled times.
我们现在这个时候是很困难的。
And people are under pressure.
大家都有很大的压力。
You know, the Bible says something about trouble in this world.
圣经里面讲了很多困难的时候，在这个世界上很多的困难。Job
said that a man is born into trouble as sure as sparks go upward from a fire.
约巴说，每个人。 这个困难就像那个火从下面一点就往上飞，这个差不多。And
Jesus said, "In the world, you will have tribulation."
耶稣说，在这个世界上面，你一定会有很多困难的。Paul
said, "Through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God."
保罗说。 从这种困难之中，我们可以去天堂，借用神的恩典可以去到天堂。I
think these verses are telling us that everyone in this world will experience troubles.
这个信息跟我们说，我们在世界上每一个人都会有困难的。But
the scriptures also tell us that Christians will suffer more.
这个经文说，尤其是基督徒，他们比外面的人，经历更多的困难。Christians
will suffer because of persecution.
基督徒会受到的困难就是被人家逼迫。The
other year, last year, I spoke at a conference. I did a workshop.
去年我在一个。 聚会里面，我有一个班，开了一个班。And
I got there early, and I listened to the workshop before mine.
我早一点去，我听听以前一个人讲的，在我以前的讲的，我想听听他讲的题目。And
the pastor spoke on Christians being persecuted.
那个牧师讲到基督徒被人家逼迫的事情。And
he said that if we're not experiencing some level of persecution, there is a good chance we are not really living the Christian life.
他说，假如我们基督徒没有受到逼迫的话，我们就不是真正的经过一个基督的生命。He
read all the verses in the New Testament that supported that.
他在新约里面挑了很多句子，很多支持他所讲的例子。
It was eye-opening and a little bit frightening.
对我来说，一个很大开眼界，然后心里又有点害怕的事情。
When James talks about trials in life, he is very concerned that the Christians who are under pressure do not react in a bad way to the troubles and trials that they experience.
雅各说他所有跟基督徒说，假如我们经过一些困难的时候，假如反应是不好的话，他很担心每一个基督徒他们在一个困难的时候会怎么样反应出来。
James knows that we're just human and we will make mistakes.
雅各知道我们都是一个普通的人，而且我们都会犯错的。
We actually have one as an example in the book of Acts, chapter 23, verses, I believe it's 3 through 5.
在使徒行传里面说第23章。
verses 3 through 5.
3到5节。
And in those verses, Paul is before the high priest and he is struck. He is standing before the high priest and one of the men hits him.
保罗在一个祭司面前，其中一个人打他一巴掌。
And Paul then speaks some very cutting words against the high priest.
保罗就讲了一些，用一些词汇就跟那个打他的人讲了一些很。 狠狠的话。
And then somebody tells Paul, how could you speak that way to that high priest?
然后就有一个人出来说，他说，你怎么样可以讲这种话，讲那么狠的话对这个人？
And Paul says, oh, I didn't realize he was the high priest.
那保罗就说，哎呀，我不知道他是那么高贵的一个祭司。
And he apologizes.
他抱歉跟道歉。
If it could happen to Paul, it could happen to any of us.
假如保罗都可以这样子的话，那我们每一个人都有可能会这样子做。
James knows that sometimes Christians are under pressure, and people say, or maybe even hit us and persecute us, and when that happens, we want to retaliate.
雅各知道。 我们每一个基督徒都会做同样的事情，假如有某些情况之下被人家逼迫的话，或者人家讲一些不好的话，我们都可能会有这种同样的反应的。
The problem is when we retaliate, we dishonor God and we sin.
的问题就是，假如我们报复的话，我们就已经是犯了罪，然后就对神是一个不恭敬的行为。
James is writing to a church that is being persecuted.
雅各写了一封信给一个教会，他是讲到被人家逼迫的事情。
And he doesn't want them to lose their witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
他希望众信徒都不要变成不是一个好的见证，不能做到神的一个好的见证。
God expects his children to deal with one another and with those that persecute us in a way that brings honor to him.
雅各希望每一个人都可以做一个好的见证，然后是神做一个好神的见证，然后可以带荣耀给上帝。
So he gives us three things, at least three things to remember to help us to when we are persecuted, to react in a good way.
所以他给我们三个教训，就是说当我们受到逼迫的时候，我们可以有一个好的反应。
In James chapter 5 in verses 7 and 8, Paul reminds us that we should remember that Jesus is coming soon.
保罗在第五章第七到八节他说假如他要我们记住，就是神会很快再来了。
So this is to encourage us not to say anything bad to people that are persecuting us.
这是要跟我们鼓励我们说，就算有什么逼迫，我们都不能做不好的事情回报他们。
Now when Paul says that Jesus is coming, when James says that Jesus is coming soon, it's a special kind of coming.
雅各说耶稣再来不是是一种很特别的回来。
See, there's one kind of coming that is like when we wait for the mail to come in our mailbox.
有一种回来就是好像我们每一天在期待那个邮差送信来我们家里一样。
We are excited for a very short period of time.
我们心里很兴奋，是一个很短的时间里面很兴奋。
We open the mail and we find out we have bills to pay.
当我们看到打开信箱发现里面都是一些要付的账单的时候，
and our joy and excitement quickly goes away.
我们心里的兴奋跟期待都马上就没了。
The kind of coming that James is talking about is the kind of coming where you have invited someone to your home.
他雅各说的那种期待一个人来，就是像好像你有一个朋友来你们家探访你，来你家住的心情。
And as long as they are in your home, we enjoy their presence.
你的朋友来到你家的时候，他住在你家，你的心情会很，他一天住在你家，你就很高兴。
And we're thankful that they are there, and we're happy that they are with us.
你心里会很高兴，因为你的朋友住在你家，他住在你家，令到你很快乐。
And Paul goes on to say in verse 8 that we are to remain steadfast, we are to be established in their presence.
雅各说到你一定要有一个很坚固的心，就是有期待耶稣再来的时候有那个心。
Now what does James mean by that?
雅各这是什么意思呢？
The idea is this, that we as Christians live our lives into the future expecting Jesus to come back at any time.
他的意思就是说，像我们是基督徒的话，我们的心是往前面，没有的前面将来的日子是每天在期待耶稣再来的日子。
So therefore, if Jesus is going to come back at any time, we certainly want to be patient in the midst of trials and troubles in our lives.
所以假如我们心里是每天在期待基督再来的那个日子，我们每一天都那个心里就很兴奋，然后就算生活上面有很多逼迫，有很多试炼。
Let me give you an example of what this kind of living looks like.
让我给你一个
an example.
例子，让我给你一个例子，就像我刚才说的心情。
When my grandmother was in her early 90s, she lived with my mother.
当我的祖母在九十多岁的时候，她跟我妈妈住在一起。
And by this time in her life, she was using a walker.
那个时候她已经是要用坐行器。
And she But she read her Bible every morning in two different languages.
她每一天早上都会念圣经，用圣经是两种不同语言的圣经。
And she would sit out in the balcony, and she would look at the canal and watch the birds and the things that were happening outside.
她会坐在阳台里面，就看外面的风景，看外面的鸟跟那个河。
She was pretty much confined to the condominium that my mother lived in.
她就几乎都不能去哪里，都是每天坐在那里跟我妈妈一起，都不能到处行动不方便。
And one day when Ingrid and I were visiting with my mother, the refrigerator broke down.
有一天我跟我太太去看探访他们的时候，那个冰箱就坏掉了。
And what happened was that we had to call a repairman.
那我们就要打电话找人来修理了。
And we were kind of sad. I think my mother, Ingrid, and I were, you know, a little bit displeased with the fact that we had this trouble with this refrigerator. It was going to cost us money.
我们心里都不太高兴，因为冰箱坏了就会要花钱去修理，所以大家心情都不太好。
But my grandmother had a different perspective.
可是我的祖母就会有别的想法。
I think she was happy.
我想她是可能很高兴。
And there was a reason for that happiness.
是有一个原因的。
Because the repairman would have to come to the condominium to repair the refrigerator.
就是因为那个修理的工人他会来到我们的，他会来到他的公寓里面去修理。
My grandmother was a godly woman, and she loved the Word of God.
我的祖母是很虔诚的基督徒，她很爱神的话语。
And she wanted to do, she wanted to just be able to tell whoever came into the house about Jesus.
她希望找到每一个机会都可以跟人家传一个福音，传神的福音。
And I remember the repairman came in.
那个修理的工人他进来了。
And he began to look at the refrigerator.
他就开始检查那个冰箱。
And I could see my grandmother on the balcony and she noticed that he was there.
所以我的祖母一看到有人来了他家，他就看到他就很兴奋。
And immediately I could hear the clicking of the walker.
马上我就听到他用他的坐行器就一下一下就走进来了。
I saw her coming.
我看到他走进来。
And I knew what she was going to do to that repairman.
我知道他会对这个修理的工人做什么事情。
He had no clue.
他就不知道。
And all of a sudden she came near him and he was working underneath, cleaning out underneath the refrigerator.
祖母就走进那个修理冰箱的工人，但是那工人就很忙在看那个冰箱的事情。
And she didn't speak English very well.
她的英文不太好。
But as well as she could, she began to ask him questions.
她只知道一点点的英文，可是她都已经开始问他很多问题。
Her first question was,Do you go to church?
他第一个问题就是你去不去教会的。
And there was a puzzled look on the man's face.
修理冰箱的人就觉得很奇怪，那脸上有点怪怪的表情。
And then she asked, "Do you love or do you know Jesus?"
然后第二个问题就是你爱不爱，或者你知不知道谁是耶稣基督？
And he still looked puzzled.
他还是觉得有点很迷糊的样子。
And my grandmother said, I love Jesus.
然后我的祖母继续说，她说我爱耶稣。
And that was about all she could say.
她只是能讲那么多。
And then she looked at me.
然后她就看着我。
And I looked at the repairman.
我就看着那个修理的工人。
And he looked confused.
她就很完全的迷糊了。
And then my grandmother said, well, you can take it from here.
然后我的祖母跟我说，那从现在开始你帮我完成这个见证吧。
And I thought to myself, what am I supposed to do now?
那我心里想，我应该讲什么呢？
My grandmother looked at me, she says, come on, You've been to Bible college and now you're in seminary. You should know what to do.
我的祖母说, 你去过, 圣经学院, 然后神学院, 你都受过所有的, 课程, 为什么你不能讲呢?
I was thinking to myself, if the man was having a cup of tea, I could talk to him about Jesus.
我心里想, 假如他现在坐在这里, 在喝茶, 那我就可以跟他说啊。
But he's underneath and behind our refrigerator. How can I possibly talk to him about Jesus in this context?
我在想,他现在在修理冰箱,又在冰箱后面很忙, 我怎么样能跟他分享耶稣的事情啊?
See, the difference is that my grandmother realized more than I did that Jesus was coming soon.
我的祖母比我们更知道就是耶稣什么时候会再来。
And when he comes, if that man doesn't know Jesus, he will go to hell.
我的祖母认为假如耶稣来的时候这个人不知道耶稣的存在他可能会去地狱啊。
My grandmother lived like Jesus was coming. And she knew it, and she put her faith in that, and it changed the things that she would do.
我的祖母的生命就是围绕耶稣再来的时候，她所有她做的事情就是围绕这个信念，所以她做任何事情都是为了耶稣再来的事情。
She lived her life differently.
她的生命是跟我们不一样的。
Based on the fact that Jesus was coming.
是为了她相信耶稣会再来。
So James is saying, you will have trouble in this world, and people might even persecute you. But don't do what comes natural. Do what will honor God.
雅各说，我们在世界上有很多困难，所以做每一件事情的话，不要做的反应是像很自然的反应。我们要知道耶稣会随时再来。And
in order for us to do what will honor God, he says, think about the fact that Jesus is coming soon.
所以假如要荣耀神的话，我们要常常思念神会，耶稣会再来。
The second thing that James says that will help us in times of persecution and to have patience during trials is to recognize the Lord's judgment.
第二件事就是雅各说，我们要知道，除了第一件，第一个反应就是第二，知道我们所做的每一件事情都会有审判的。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, that our work will be judged by Jesus.
保罗跟我们说，在哥林多前书第三章十二到十五节那里说，他说我们做任何事都会有一个审判的。So,
it's not our salvation that will be judged, but our work.
不是我们的救恩被审判，是我们所做的事情会受到审判。Not
only our work, but our inner thoughts and our hearts will be judged.
不是我们的要所做，是我们里面心里面，然后连我们的思想都会被审判的。And
that judgment will be like a fire.
那个审判就像火一样在烧。
And that fire will consume anything that we did that was not worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个火会把我们烧到所有不值得我们配，我们不配做神的信徒的事情。
And Paul says that even our inner thoughts will be judged.
就算我们心里想的都会被审判的。After
the fire goes through, what is left is only the gold the refined gold and silver, precious metals.
被火烧个以后，烧过以后，我们就变成一个很一个金器，像一个很值钱的金器。
You see, there's this tendency on our part that if we're being treated poorly, we treat the next person poorly.
是很自然的，就是我们假如被人家对待不好的话，我们很自然就会对别人不好的。
And what James is saying is, do not treat other people poorly, even though you're being treated poorly, because this way, when we are judged, what will come forth is the precious gold.
雅各说，就算人家对你不好，你也不应该对别人不好，因为到最后我们受到审判以后，我们都假如我们跟上帝的教训，我们后来每个人都可能会变成一个很值钱的金器。
And then we can receive a reward.
那我们就会得到很多奖励。
James is saying, remember that the Lord is coming soon, and secondly, remember you'll have an opportunity to receive a reward when the Lord comes to judge our works.
雅各说，所以不要忘记，我们最后都会受到审判，都会得到神给我们的奖励。
The last thing that James says to us is he encourages us to look at the example of the prophets of old.
最后一个就是雅各跟我们说，我们要看看那先知，以前的先知他们所行，他们曾经经过的经历。
The prophets of God often received a harsh treatment because they spoke the word of God.
那些先知他们以前都受过很多的困难，因为他们讲圣经神所教导的，所以他们都被很多人逼迫。
Moses had to put up with the Israelites who were very stubborn.
摩西他被很多以色列人逼咒骂，因为他那个时候都是跟着神的教导去带领他们。
King David was chased around by Saul.
大卫王被扫罗他追杀。
Elijah was sought after by King Ahab and Jezebel. They tried to kill him.
Elijah 跟被伊莎贝跟
by Ahab and Jezebel.
Ahab 跟Jezebel
They were looking to kill him.
他们要把他杀掉。
Jeremiah, nobody liked to hear what Jeremiah had to say.
没有人喜欢听 Jeremiah 讲的话。
Ezekiel, during his ministry, had to endure the death of his wife.
Ezekiel, 他那个时候他要受苦，就是因为他的太太快要死了。
Daniel, as a young boy who loved the Lord with all his heart, was taken from the country that he was born in.
但以理他那个时候要被驱逐出他所住的地方，他很喜欢那个地方，可是就要被赶出去。
Hosea had to endure a heartbreaking marriage.
何西亚他也是要受了一个那个不好的一个婚姻。
And John the Baptist was beheaded because he spoke the truth to King Herod.
施洗约翰他那个时候被那个头斩下来，因为他讲神的话。
But the example that James gives is that of Job.
是一个雅各就说讲的话就是是拿了一个例子，是约伯的例子。
And Job suffered much during his lifetime.
约伯受了很多很多的苦。
But he never sinned and he never left God.
可是他从来都不犯罪，他也从来都没有离弃神。
And at the end, he was blessed.
到最后，他是很被很大的祝福。
Because he endured patiently, like a farmer waiting for his crops, God blessed him.
因为他很有忍耐，他好像一个农夫在等他的收成，所以到最后神很大的祝福他。
Because he endured, we knew that his faith was true.
因为他所忍耐的，我们知道他的信心是很真的。
Because he endured, we know that his faith was stronger.
因为他肯忍受所有的苦难，所以我们知道他的信心是很强的。
And because he endured, Satan was defeated.
就是因为他肯忍耐，所以撒旦也是被打败。
So brothers and sisters, James' message to us is to endure our trials patiently.
所以雅各今天给我们的信息就是我们要忍耐所有的困难。
And when they come, and we know they will,
当来的时候，而且是一定会来的。
Remember that the Lord is coming soon.
记住，主会再来，很快就再来。
Remember that if we endure them, that we will be rewarded.
记住，假如我们可以忍耐的话，我们一定会受到奖励的。
And remember that all the prophets of old who had endured before us,
所有以前的先知，他们都受了很多的忍耐。
They knew, like David did, that the crying and the suffering lasts for only a moment.
像大卫说，所有的痛苦，那伤痛都是很快就会过去的了。
But that eternity will be forever.
可是永恒会永远的。
Amen.
Amen.